Hey, Paul.
Hi, Matthew.
Sorry that took so long.
Had a hard time there, huh?
Yep.
What you doing? Did you eat too much turkey?
Oh, yeah, I had a whole bunch.
Did you stay home and eat, or did you go down to out of town?
No, we actually we had my aunt and my cousin came and stayed with us, and my dad cooked this amazing meal.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, he's a
Yep.
pretty good cook guy.
Yeah, he's been doing some good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. When you gotta go back to school?
Actually, I went back today.
Oh, you're back home, back in school now, huh?
Yep.
You're getting close to graduating.
Yes, I have about I guess I'll, probably this time next year I'll be graduating.
All right. You got your life all planned out, haven't you?
Yep.
Good. I wish I had mine planned out.
Yeah,
I wish I had some planning to do. I don't think I got any planning to do.
how was y'all's Thanksgiving?
You tell you the truth, Matthew, I've been sick so much, and I didn't even go over to Mickey's.
Really?
Yeah, they brought me a plate when they came back, but I was just, my stomach was a mess.
Yeah.
I better not try to eat anything. So I didn't.
Well,
But they
that's
had a, they all had, they had too much stuff, you know. I mean, all these people, everybody cooks something, but it's too much.
yeah. For Thanksgiving, it's always lots and lots of food.
Eat diabetes.
So I
How's tech
guess,
for this year?
do what?
How's tech doing this year?
We're doing pretty good. I think we're going to the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, good. So you got a winning record anyway, huh?
Yep, we have. I think it's I want to say 7-3 or 7-4 or something like that.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yep. So I think we're playing Michigan State at the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, that's a good game.
But I got to go to the game and see them play Baylor at the new Cowboys Stadium, the real big one.
Yeah.
So that was real cool.
That was a one of the big bowls of it.
No, that wasn't a bowl. That was just a regular season game.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
Oh,
but
okay.
it was just really cool to just to be around that whole atmosphere in that stadium, you know.
Yeah, quite a stadium, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I told you I was gonna call you about a week ago for this, but it took me a while to figure out all the technology of being able to record everything, but I finally figured out this system, so that's why I'm calling over the computer.
Okay.
But if you want to, you want to go ahead and do those questions
Yeah,
that I was
I'll give them a try.
at? Okay. Well, it's pretty much it's just some basic questions about, you know, the
Okay.
experiences and stuff. There's only it's 23 questions, so. And then I'm sure, you know, if you want, we can
Yeah.
talk about even further, elaborate on it.
Sure.
But yeah, I guess I'll just go down the list.
All righty.
Okay. All right, your full name?
Ralph B. Smith, Bernard Smith. You got to put Bernard on there. Bernard.
Okay. And then your highest rank or grade held?
I'd say probably a hell's probably rated by a D. You say you want my age?
Oh no, just the highest rank you had.
Oh, the highest rank, senior master sergeant.
Okay.
Okay.
Date of service. Date of service.
Let's see, it was July of 51 to January of 76.
Oh wow. Okay.
That was in 76, yeah.
And what dates were you in Vietnam? Well, it doesn't have to be completely specific, but
What did you say it was?
what dates were you in Vietnam for?
I was over there from January 68 to no, January 67 to December 70, 68, 60,
Okay.
67 to 68, yeah.
Okay. And then what was your MOS?
Huh?
Well, I guess the Air Force has a different terminology, but what was your the title of your job?
I just sergeant, it was I was a senior master sergeant, so they just people I work for just sergeant, that's what that was the standard.
Okay. And then I know that you were career, but I have to ask the question, what was your civilian occupation before or after? What was your civilian occupation before or after?
After the war, yeah, I just graduated in 51, and I come into service that summer, so.
And so then after the war, it was when you did the post office. After the war, was it just post office or did you do anything else?
Yeah, post office. Yeah, I sold a job out of the hand. I got it. Well, I had a couple of jobs waiting on to get on the post office, but let's see, one of them was working in building trades for about 6 months with Bad Jake Builders. He just put up these outdoor barns, and pole barns and stuff for cattle for the farmers. Yeah, I just did that for about 6 months. Then I got out of the post office, and that was the only two jobs I had. That was the 52 years I was in those 52 years in the post office in the Air Force.
Golly, well, not too many people can say they had two jobs for 52 years or 53 years. Well, I guess if that was afterwards, did your military assignment have anything influencing that job?
Well, it did for a long time. I even talked to, they wanted to fly me to Dallas, the Braniff did, because I was going to apply for a job in their pastor service. I got to know all those Braniff reps, but I just never had to go through with it. And I came back and did a few odd jobs when I'd come out, and I just this job opened up at the post office, and I grabbed it. I had 26 straight years and I had to worry about no layoffs or anything.
Yeah, I remember you working at the post office.
Yeah, it was a pretty good job.
What was your initial reaction upon entering military service?
I was in awe, Here I was a little old, tiny. I wasn't even 6. I wasn't even 5'7" yet. I was just a tiny thing, and it was pretty, hard to get used to. Once I was there a while, I settled in, and I was real happy.
How well did your training prepare you for your subsequent assignments?
For what? For the
For well, the base, how did your basic training prepare you for your assignments that you ended up going into?
basic training. It started out. Everything was just make sure that you listened to everything the boss said, the NCOs, the officers, and everything. And after I was there about 3 months, you got used to it, and you got the feel of it, and it was pretty good. So I'd have to say I was real happy at it from the beginning. Of course,
Yeah.
I think everybody says that they had to put up with a lot of stuff, when you first go in. But
Right.
I thought it was, it wasn't too much for anybody to take, I don't think.
Okay. What additional specialized training did you get after you got your assignment, if any?
Well, you start out with, you get the small arms training, and you get training on using gas. Learn the senses of the smell of the gases,
Yeah.
and of course, first part we had, a lot of detailed stuff that had just come with everybody, had to do that. But once you got your regulation job down, I was in supply to start with, and I just thought it was a good career for anything I wanted to do. Everybody has to use supply people, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, but then I got stuck on the staff sergeant for about 10 years, and it just ever I went to this I got transferred to Travis Air Force Base out in California, and every staff sergeant there had more time than I did for tech, and I thought I was. Had waited long enough, So, they put a thing on the board. They wanted. That's when the Vietnam War started. They had to have some NCOs in the air transportation business. So I said, "Well, that sounds like it'd be a lot better than the supply." So, I went in. I went ahead and cross trained and went into the air transportation, and. I made tech sergeant in about 5 months, and then about 3 more years I made master, and I made senior. It just it I got in. You just had to stay in those fields that was needing people, So,
Yeah, yeah.
I cross trained. That was the best thing I ever did. I mean, ended up in pretty good shape then.
Oh, definitely. Senior Master Sergeant's pretty. I didn't know you were that high up.
Yeah, I think with I had the Air Force Commendation Medal that I got when after I made master, and oh, my boss, who he was a big Reds fan. No, not a Reds. Well, I said Reds. He's a Dodger fan, but he lived in Seattle. He's a captain, and he was. Just a real good friend. He was more like a friend than a boss, because all we did was talk baseball. But we did. He talked to us. I hated the Dodgers and he hated the Reds. So good comparison.
That's pretty funny. What was it like getting ready to deploy over overseas?
Getting ready? Well, if you want the first time, I was getting ready to go to Korea, and it wasn't fun. I was pretty shook up, and we got over there. It's an awful place there ever was. I mean, they say it's a good country now. I haven't been over there, but. Actually, everything is modernized and everything over there. But when I went over there, it was just a dump,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we lived on like a little island in the Han River, outside of Seoul, and It was an experience, and I met some good people. Every place you go, you meet some good troops. That helped.
Yep. Was it a similar experience getting ready to go over to Vietnam, or was it more like, been there, done that kind of thing, or how did that
Yeah,
relate?
it was. We flew. We flew into Japan, and then we caught a plane out there into Vietnam. We landed at Tan Son Nhut. That's the base I ended up working on.
At which one?
At Tan Son Nhut.
Okay.
It was a lot different. Nothing like Korea. But we got over when we went to. We changed. They sent us all over to in country, and they had 50,000 South Koreans working over there for them. They were stationed there too. They were really good troops. They called them ROKs, ROK. But they were super troops. We had what they called every night. He hardly ever missed coming down there. They called him Bedcheck Charlie. He'd come past our base about somewhere around 11 o'clock every night just to wake us up, make sure we didn't get no sleep.
What did y'all call
Bedcheck Charlie.
it?
We had to, of course, they made us get out of bed. After a while, we said, well, we saw the old veterans, they weren't getting out of bed, And so we stayed in bed too. And one night we had, of course, we were supplied in, and we stayed in the supply room. That's where we slept. We had two of us in there, and we had a Korean boy working for us. And we just stayed in that hut, and then got up, went to the chow, and then come back and did our job right there in the hut. So. But one night at the bombing, these guys, artillery across the road, the R artillery, they were shooting at old Bedcheck Charlie, and some of the shrapnel started hitting all around where we was at in the supply room. So, boy, we took out of there, ran to that bunker, and that bunker was the pool. You couldn't get at it. It's good experience. I didn't enjoy it then, but I enjoy thinking about going through it.
Yeah. What was it like? Now you said when you were in Vietnam, you were stationed in Saigon.
Well, outside, about 10 to 15 miles outside of Saigon, yeah.
Okay, what was it like when you first got there?
I was on a big base there,
Right,
They
yeah.
had just had they just had the worst thing that could have happened was Tet Offensive. Tet's a big holiday over in Korea. That's a huge,
Right, yeah, it's
it's
like their
like our
new.
4th of July or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's when the communists decided that's what it was going to, because they figured they'd get more help from some of the people inside the civilians there. So it lasted. It hit the one of those rockets, those V-2 rockets, hit one end of our supply building. Left a huge hole, but we put tarp on it, and we would patch it up, went back to work. So, but we never did have anything else like that except. The aircraft, they send their two or three aircraft down to drop a few bombs on the base. because we had a lot of aircraft out there. That's what they tried to get, was mainly getting
Right.
ground aircraft.
So
But hey,
the majority.
I tell you, we had to get out of our bunk and we'd walk up to the chow hall. That chow hall, it was all the way in. It was supposed to be a safe zone, but I guess it was. I don't think anybody got hurt there. But and they had, everything, all of the food was they had dried milk, it was dried, and you had to mix it up with water.
Oh yeah.
That's everything was wasn't nothing fresh, really. No eggs, but powdered eggs, and it's funny what you get used to, that.
Yeah.
Like, boy.
Did everybody like eating the food, or was there some people who really hated it?
Hey, do what?
Did everybody like eating the food, or was there some people that
Oh,
just
nobody liked eating.
they just got used to it?
Yeah, they just had to bear it. If you go eat anything, you had to eat it. I tell you, you've heard of K rations and C rations, right?
Yep.
Okay, well. That was a delicacy. If you could get your whole box of all these sea rations just to sit out into the field, that was American-made stuff, And they'd have fruit in there, fruit cocktail or something like that in a can. And what did they? Why didn't they have that? I don't guess they had any milk. I don't think any powdered milk that we did. We had to go to the mess hall to get that. But they had something in there that you could drink. I don't know, it was just water. I guess probably so. But yeah, there was quite a good bit of stuff in there. And there was some pretty good stuff that they made back here in the States. It's called it was sea rations when we was over. I think back in the First World War, they called it K rations.
Did you have pretty good leadership over there? I mean, I know if you were on the base, I guess it was different, but was everything pretty much organized and everything run
I think
smoothly?
so. Yeah, I was at the base we were on. It wasn't really huge, but it was mostly just personnel living in it. And because we had planes, cargo planes that left out of there, and then we had troop planes that brought people in from the States and then dispensed to the other place that the base is in Vietnam. And so, that's all we had. The bed check trial is our biggest concern, I guess, if you want to call anything that. It's pretty good location for us.
Now, did Bed Check Charlie ever did they never actually made contact? They just kind of flew over and drove by and tried to wake y'all up?
Well, that's what they did. But that one time, that Tet Offensive, that was right before I got there. That's when they really opened up on it,
Yeah.
with the borders and
How did everyone react to that? How was that like on the base during the Tet
well,
Offensive?
everybody, can you imagine? I mean, this is the first time we had a big assault on the base, and we were mostly there were one, wasn't hardly any army on there, just Air Force, and they weren't used to this hand-to-hand stuff, and I was. I guess I'd say I was frightened a little bit. I got there later. That place where I went to work, the terminal, I started working in the terminal and had a big hole in the roof where it was right up above our counter. And we moved a lot of people out of there. Once we got settled in, we. Return people when their time was up, going back home and two people coming in. It was just the daily grind. So I
Yeah.
worked 12-hour shifts, and but I'm glad we did because that made it go a little faster.
Right. Did you have any particularly good or bad leaders that you remember specifically over there?
No, you mean the I don't, nothing bad happened to me over there.
Oh no, I was just saying, like, if was there any of your commanders that you specifically remember that were either really good or real bad?
I had a colonel that was the Fifth Air Force, and I thought he was the best. High up, you know. And then Captain Ford was my immediate boss down there. Those are the two that I really. I had a major over there that was. She was a woman major, and her name was Major Adder, and she was boy, she just. Didn't pull no thing. She just pulled her, you know, she did just as much as anybody else over there, so.
Yeah.
I thought, you
No.
know, I think one thing I saw that, I was getting to tell you about that, is I went over to the, somebody, they sent me over to a base about 10 miles away from us to get something. And I went over there and I just pulled up and I said, where should I go to get this? And I went in this warehouse. It had taps all the way around the wall and it was full of bodies. They
Really?
hadn't processed them yet. I mean, you know, they just didn't, they couldn't do it. They couldn't get them out fast enough. The way the dead ones.
Yeah.
That was the most harrowing thing I ever related to.
I could imagine. What base was that at?
I was at Kimchoo.
Didn't you?
It was close, about 10 or 15 miles away from our base. And
Yeah.
that's where the fighters flew out of there, the American fighters did.
Man.
All the jet fighters.
Back to when they when during the Tet Offensive, would you consider did you fire at all?
See, I wasn't there. I didn't get there until after the Tet Offensive. It
Oh,
was just,
okay.
it was a sporadic fire, but not in our area. I still heard fire, but yeah, I was. That was the. See, they tried. That was January 1st. I got there. It was after January 1st. So.
So you got lucky because I guess so you never had
Yeah,
to
I guess so. I guess so.
you never had to I guess fire at all, did you? Or did
I
you?
never farted any human.
Yeah. Well, I would say that you definitely got lucky with that then, missing out. What was it just a normal day like, routine wise?
Well, I mean, we got up. We work. I told you all the time. I was in Korea and Vietnam both. We worked 12-hour shifts at that. We'd go work at 6 and get off at 6, you know. And that was nice to go there. I don't think there was ever any trouble at the mess hall. I had a big mess hall down with the safe zone. And so that guy, that's probably the best food we got was down there. Every once in a while they get a plate in it would have lemon pallets, you know, this big 141, and it'd have lemon pallets in it. It'd all be loaded. Some of them just be loaded with eggs, just all
Eggs.
eggs. That's all they had on there, fresh eggs. And boy, everybody just they thought it was like he having champagne or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, you said other than that, it was all powdered eggs, right?
Yeah, that's all we got at the regular mess hall.
Well, what was it like after everything was all said and done and you found out that you were going to go home? I guess you probably knew the whole time, right? Like with that.
After, you know, when it ended, I always remember the thing is, they, you know, how the Americans treat prisoners of war. They were dressed better than I was, I think. But when they started exchanging prisoners, they took, you know, all along the road up there, they just littered the road with American clothes. And they ended up didn't have nothing but shorts and t-shirts. Wanted to make us look bad. And, you know, like and they but they were all and they wanted they were throwing food away too, but they were all well fed because there wasn't no skinny ones there.
This was where?
Huh?
This was where?
Well, it was as soon as the war ended, we had a prisoner exchange. And
Okay.
I say, those guys we were taking up back up across the 38th parallel, they wanted to look as bad as they could when they got up under their leaders.
Right. So they were just taking off all their clothes and stuff and throwing them off.
Yeah, just and throwing food away too, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That was after the Korean one.
Yeah, once the armistice was signed, you know.
Okay. And then how about after you were leaving Vietnam, how was that experience when you came home? Did you experience any anti-war people or?
Oh no, you mean the Korea, South Korea? We were in South Korea, and the only way, well, some of the North Korean soldiers were down there, but.
Oh no, I was saying after you got back stateside after Vietnam.
Oh yeah, you run into their place. Yeah, people back here, college students, they all thought we shouldn't even have been there. Just like Vietnam, they didn't think we should be there either.
Yep. How did you feel about it all? Were you, did you think it was a good endeavor or?
Well, I felt sorry for the Korean people more than they did.
Really?
They lived in poverty, and they just seemed like they didn't have all enough thatch, grass up top with straw. It's a pretty poor country. I think it makes North Korea look sick now, they say, you know. That I don't know. It's gonna happen, I guess, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess probably the best thing about coming back for you is probably seeing grandma and all your kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else do you did you have any just sort of things that you feel like should be known about your service in both Korea and Vietnam as well?
Huh?
Well, do you have just any like thoughts that you want to have said that I didn't ask about?
Don't know. I had, you know, I just the people I had one guy that we had in charge of the guys that took care of the terminal, you know, cleaned it and everything. And he ended up being a North Vietnamese.
Really?
They call him changing money. He's the way they could change money and get our money.
So he was.
Got rid of him, and there's quite a few Vietnamese lived on the base, you know, that
But they were
they
all
weren't prepared for
the
the kids
People's
of
Army,
work.
right?
Huh?
Were they the People's Army or were they South Vietnamese?
They were South Vietnamese, but
But they were
yeah,
spies?
they huh?
Were you saying there was a North Vietnamese guy that
No, South Vietnamese.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there was a North Vietnamese guy that had snuck on and had some
Well,
kind
this
of job.
one guy was. He had a job over. He worked for about the whole time I was over there. He worked at the mess hall. He ran the whole shift of the South Vietnamese.
And then he turned out he was working for the other side.
Yeah.
What did they
Well, he's
do to
actually
him?
worked for himself.
Okay. What did they do to him once they found that out?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Man. Well, I guess that's about all in the terms of asking the questions, but.
Yeah, I wish I had some pictures of things to show you and all.
Well, do you know if my dad has any?
I think he's got that big scrapbook, hey?
Yeah, I think he
Somewhere.
does. I think he does. So I can ask him to. I know he'll be able to, you know, scan it and email and all that stuff, and he'll send it to me
Yeah.
somehow. But okay. Well, so what's the plan for Christmas? Am I seeing y'all or what?
You tell me.
Well, I'd certainly like to, but I don't know the plan yet. I mean,
Yeah, plan takes.
my mom had a free ticket for Southwest Airlines, but you can't use it during the holidays because I guess that's the time when they sell all their tickets. So, but I really want to come
God
and see
loves
y'all.
me, y'all. I said I'd love to see you, all of you.
Yeah, we'd love to see y'all too. I haven't seen y'all in way too long.
Yeah, really.
It's kind of you know, I can't come up there, you know, easily just myself, but it's kind of almost just making me, you know, want to ask my parents, you know, why haven't we gone up there? Because it's been so long, you know.
Yeah.
But did I tell you? I think I told Grandma about it. I have a little girlfriend now.
Yeah, you told me too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Pretty hot on her too, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's a good one.
I thought you need to find a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important thing is find a good one and stay with her.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm gonna try and do.
Okay, bud. I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope I see you soon. And tell everybody hello for me. Is your dad down to farm?
No, he hasn't been down to Warda in about a month. I think he's going to go down there this week, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really want to see y'all. It's been way too long.
Yeah, we love you, Matthew.
I love y'all, too.
We just hope to see you there.
I know. Yeah, Grandma was kind of, when I called her, I said, how was Thanksgiving? And she said, well, y'all weren't here, but it was good. I feel so bad not coming down there. But hopefully we'll try and figure something out for Christmas break. Well, I have to go and type all this stuff up, but I'll try and get you guys a copy of the final product. Do what?
Did I make some work for you?
You did, but it's good work. It's good work.
Okay.
It'll help me out a whole lot. I'll try and send you the final copy if you'd like.
Okay, appreciate it. We love you, Matthew.
I love y'all too.
Take it easy.
All right. I hope you get to feeling better, Grandpa.
Okay, I hope so too.
Yep.
We'll see when we can. Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye.